Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touch by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident. It's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And He's pursuing those plans with you this very day. So, again, you know, welcome to the broadcast. I'll tell you, what a time to be alive. If ever there was a lot of shaking going on, there's a lot of shaking going on right now. But it doesn't matter. God's in control, and He's the one that's doing the shaking. He made us the promise that at least at one more time that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And it's just more living proof that the light is shining in the darkness. The darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. As I've said so many times, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Everything that was made by Him, and nothing that was made without Him. And then the Word, it became flesh and dwelt among us. And He came down to pay a price for us. He became poor so that we might become rich. And then He died, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And right now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. And for you, believer, every believer that's born again, that has believed in their heart and confessed Jesus as Lord with their mouth, they are raised up to be seated with Him at the right hand of the Father. And all the authority that has been given unto Jesus has now been, He has now turned around and given it to you to preach the gospel to whomsoever shall listen. And the same authority that He has, you have that same authority in His name. You have the authority that He purchased for you at the cross, and you can exercise that authority everywhere we go. Before I get going any further, let's just get the particulars out of the way. How can you reach us, contact us, interact with us at Touched by Him Ministries? You can go to our website. You can go to your browser. Just type in TBHM. That's short for Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org. Type that into your browser, tbhm.org, and it'll take you to our webpage. Also, you can just go to touchedbyhim.org, and that'll take you to the same webpage. And on that homepage there, you can find out all of our contact information. At the bottom of the homepage is our contact information. How do you contact us here at the ministry? You can reach out to us by postal mail, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can call us 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, leave your message. Why are you calling? If you want prayer, leave your prayer request there. And if you want us to get back in contact with you, then give us a way in which we can do that, and we will. We'll stay after it until we hook up, even in this time of great voicemail going back and forth. We'll get back in contact with you. Also, another good way to get in contact with us, and the very fastest way, is via email. Our email address is praywithme at tbhm.org. Email us, send in your prayer request to us. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. You know, Jesus is the word. Put him, Jesus, first place in your life. He was, he is, and will always be Christ the healer. The hope of glory inside of you, believer. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in you now, and it quickens your mortal body. I don't care what it is that you're up against. God's ability, doing what he's done, he's able to handle anything that you are up against right now. And he laid his own life down for it. You were bought and paid for with a price. He shed his only begotten son that whosoever, our Father God in heaven gave his only begotten son that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And life right now victorious here on earth as long as you know how to exercise your authority. I've been dealing with the believer's authority in these last several messages, and the Lord wants me to keep going forward with it. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. But again, you can contact us through email, praywithme@tbhm.org. One of the things that we also have been offering, if you email us and you request our daily prayer, you'll get a PDF file of daily prayer that you can open up and print out and pray that prayer every day and watch God do what he's promised you to do in that daily prayer. It includes Psalm 23, the 91st Psalm, the 103rd Psalm, Isaiah 54. You know, God covers you. He's got you covered in every area of your life. He paid the price for you, and you can have the life victorious. One of his promises in health and healing is that with long life will he satisfy you and show you the salvation that he purchased for you at the cross. You have authority as a believer, born again. You know, God has forgiven you. Quit getting beat up and taken back into the circle of condemnations where the devil's always trying to remind you of what it is that you're so, why it is that you're so unworthy. Hey, you were saved by grace. You're now a joint heir according to the promise. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you have the victory that is in Christ Jesus. It's a lifestyle. You know, I've been living the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus since I got saved in 1986, and it only gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. God's word is true. He's able to, you know, he's everything that he says he is in his word. If God's word says it, you know, Jesus said it is written. And if it says it is written, that's how he answered the enemy. The enemy tried to question him. And he told him, you know, it is written. Satan, it is written. Satan, it is written. You know, and when you quote the word, believing, releasing your faith in that, and that it is the ultimate end all of everything that seals your fate for you going forward, you're going to have the victory that he purchased for you at the cross. You know, and Jesus is everything that he said he is. He was, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life, and he's promised you a life of victory. And if you'll just start doing things his way, you'll have that victory. So blessed be his holy name. Also on the email, we have a media page. You know, the messages that I preach and minister over the radio, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime. So you have to, if you want to hear them, and we have to break in on the message at any given point in time when our 30 minutes is up. But if you want to hear the message once again in its entirety, uninterrupted, just go to our media page, tbhm.org, touchedbyhimministries.org, touchedbyhim.org, tbhm.org. Go there, go to the media page, Radio Week. This week, oh my gosh, is the first broadcast for the week of, or for the month of August, August 3rd. This is the broadcast for August 3rd. So go there, and then you can listen to several broadcasts previously before that. I believe it was on 7/13 that I started giving about the start talking more on the believer's authority. So go and re-listen at least to those broadcasts. Feed your faith and start doing what it tells you to do, and you'll start walking in the victory. I've done this myself. I first learned about this message of the believer's authority back in the late 1980s. I purchased a book from Kenneth E. Hagin at the recommendation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I first heard him mention it, or his wife Gloria mention it, and then I went out and got a copy of the book myself and just read it and kept rereading it and realized how much common sense it makes. And God knows us. He understands you, and he's given you authority. And if you'll start acting and working and living in that authority, you're going to have everything that he has promised you in his life, in your life and his, you know, with all the promises of God being yes and amen. Blessed be his holy name. Also on the website is, if you want to support us financially, you can go to the donate page. Just click there and make a donation. Just click on that. There's a button at the top of the page, and just click on it and to donate. And you can make a donation. You can make it a monthly donation. You can donate with PayPal. You can donate with a debit or credit card, or you can simply write out a check. And from our homepage, at the bottom there, the mailing address, just make your checks out to Touched by Him Ministries. Mail them off to P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. And then look at all the other offerings that we have out there on the website. So anyway, you can always go back to the previous week's messages. For those of you who are traveling down the road and streaming this over the internet, you can go to our website, tbhm.org, lock in there, stream it into your vehicle that's going down the road. All you truckers, you need to hear this as you're going down the road. We appreciate greatly all the work that you're doing to keep America rolling. God's with you, you know, and if you'll look under him and turn to him who is the author and the finisher of your faith, he'll make a way for you everywhere you go. He'll see to that every delivery goes fine. When you learn how to trust in him and look unto him who is the author and the finisher of your faith, he'll get you through to every job. He'll make sure everything goes well for you. And while you're gone, if you have family, he'll take care of them as well. Blessed be his holy name. And for all you travelers going to and for and crossing Mesa Valley at the time, Mesa County in the Grand Valley at the time of this broadcast, welcome, and you too can go to our website, tbhm.org, and hear this message in its entirety. Faith comes by hearing, people, hearing by the Word of God. So when you go and you look at these or re-listen to these broadcasts, it'll feed your faith, you know, and with faith, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. He's the final say over everything. He can accomplish his every declaration. So and what I've been talking about here is the believer's authority. What I've been ministering with here is that, and that to the listeners out there. You know, your peace, your emotions, even your past can be healed starting right now. And you don't have to wait till next year. Not after one more doctor's report. Not after you've tried everything else. But right here, right now, you are here because of the power of God. And it's here, his power is here to heal, not waiting on a better time. All it's waiting on is your spoken command coming out of your mouth in faith. And right now, if you'll open up your heart and believe what he already said, you'll see his healing power flow through every part of your life. The same God who raised Jesus from the dead, the same God who opened blind eyes, the same God who cast out every sickness, hasn't changed his power. His promises haven't expired, and he hasn't forgotten about you. Healing isn't just something he does. It's who he is. If you're tired of carrying pain, tired of living in fear, tired of hoping maybe one day, then get ready, because today is your day, and that's why you're tuning in right now. Healing's breaking forth everywhere, because it's available to whomsoever shall believe and do it his way. Keep that switch of faith turned on. That was a favorite statement that I first heard back in the late 1980s from Kenneth E. Hagin. Right now, people, is your moment. Every chain of sickness, every weight of affliction, every scar on your heart, God is ready to heal it, and he's ready to heal it now. You're not listening
to this message by accident. This is your divine healing. It is here now, so receive it. Let's receive it. God's word is final authority. It's not based on how you feel, what your body tells you, what your circumstances are screaming at you right now. The word of God is eternal. It's unchanging and settled in heaven. And when you begin to treat God's word as the highest truth above symptoms, above fear, above what the doctor says, healing begins to flow. Too many people try to receive healing while still trusting in what they see or feel. But healing doesn't come by sight or by feeling. It comes by hearing and believing what God has spoken already. His word is medicine. Proverbs 4 and verse 20 tells us, "My son, attend to my words. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh." Notice it says health to all their flesh. And that means if you keep the word in front of your eyes and in your mouth, it will begin to go to work in your body, your mind, and your life. And the power is in the word. In the beginning, God spoke the world into existence. His words carry creative force. That same creative power is still in his word today. And when he says you're healed, he's not giving you a suggestion. He's stating a fact. Isaiah 53:5 says, "By his stripes you are healed." Not someday, not one day coming. It means it's done. Your healing was purchased, but you must treat that word like it is a legal document sealed by heaven. Too many people read the word like it's a suggestion, but when you start reading it like it's God himself talking directly to you with all the power of heaven behind it, your situation's going to change. It has to change. The word is the sword of the spirit, and when symptoms show up, your weapon is not emotion. Your weapon is not tears. Your weapon is the word. And when you say it is written, you are using the same strategy Jesus used against the devil in the wilderness. And the devil couldn't stand against it then, and he can't stand against it now. He'll fight you from getting this message right now. He'll do everything he can. He'll interrupt your reception if you're listening on the radio. He'll try to break up your internet connection. No matter what, the word of God is spiritual truth. And, you know, the word doesn't change. If you hold on to it, then speak. What you say will be subject to the authority of God's word. That's why healing begins the moment you stop questioning and start believing. You don't try the word. You believe it and you act like it's true. No matter what, the word of God is spiritual truth. And it's spiritual law, and in spiritual law, his word governs the realm of the spirit, and everything natural must bow to it. And when you anchor your faith in the word and not in your condition, your mind comes into peace and your spirit becomes strong. And from that place, healing starts to rise up within you. You can't be moved by symptoms, time, or delay. You must stay planted in the truth that God's word is final. Ultimately, when you try to stand on God's word, all hell may break loose, but if you just stay with it, ultimately, what he says about your healing is not just his opinion, it's the highest truth in existence. Faith is the key that unlocks the power of God in your life, and healing has already been provided by the finished work of Christ when Jesus went to the cross. He bore not only your sins, but he also your sickness. And Isaiah 53 and Matthew 8 and 17 both confirm that. Healing is not something you're trying to get God to do. It's something that he's already done. Just like salvation, it doesn't automatically manifest in your life until you receive it. Your faith takes what grace has already provided for you. And that's why some people can hear, but hear about healing for years but never experience it because they have not activated it by faith. Faith is more than an agreement. It's action. Faith moves. Faith speaks. Faith lays hold of what belongs to it without letting go. healing responds to faith, like a lock responds to the right key. Once faith is applied, healing must obey. Faith is not hope. Hope says, I believe God can heal me. Faith says, I believe God has healed me, and I receive it now. People hope for healing, but hope alone doesn't receive it. Hope looks to the future. Faith looks at the finished work of Jesus and says, it's mine right now. Mark 11:24 says, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. That means believing comes before seeing. Faith doesn't wait for the pain to believe or to leave before declaring the healing. Let me say that again. Faith doesn't wait for the pain to leave before declaring the healing. It speaks healing in the middle of the pain. It acts like the word is true even when there's no physical evidence. Yet, when you truly believe, you'll speak differently and respond differently. You cannot walk by faith inside at the same time if you're always checking in your body to see if the healing is working. You're still walking by sight if you're doing that. Faith says the word is my evidence. If God says to his stripe or by his stripes you are healed, then that's all you need to know. Faith says God can't lie. His word is true. I believe it and I take it now. You don't wait for the doctor's report to improve. You agree with the word right now. Let your body catch up. This is how faith operates. It starts from the spirit and works outward. Once healing is received in your spirit by faith, it will begin to work in your body. Faith also speaks. You know, I'm thinking of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13, which says, we believe and therefore we speak. You can't separate believing from speaking. If you really believe you're healed, your mouth will line up with that belief. You won't keep talking about how sick you are. You begin to say, thank God that I am healed. Thank God his healing power is working in me now. Keep saying it, not to convince God, but to align yourself with what he has already declared. Faith agrees with God. It stands its ground, and when the pressure increases, faith speaks louder. That's when the healing power of God truly begins to flow completely. Healing is not limited to the physical body. When God heals, he touches the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. His desire is not to just remove pain or sickness from your flesh, but to restore every broken part. Some people only think of healing in terms of disease or injury, but the Word of God speaks of healing that goes deeper. There are wounds in the soul that no doctor can see or treat. There are emotional scars. There's mental torment. There's deep grief and brokenness that people carry for years. God sees all of it, and his healing reaches into places no human can touch. Psalm 147 verse 3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And that's not just simple poetic language. It's spiritual reality. The same God who healed blind eyes and made the lame man walk also heals the trauma of the heart and brings peace to a troubled mind. Many believers have healing in their bodies, but still carry a pain in their hearts and confusion in their mind. And that's not the full healing of God. Jesus came to make you whole in every area of life. On the broadcast, how many times have I said salvation, the word, it means complete and total soundness in every area of your life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said he was anointed to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to give recovery of sight to the blind, and bring liberty to those who are oppressed. That covers the entire man. For whether you're bound emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually, his anointing has the power to heal and deliver. Some people smile on the outside, but are broken on the inside. And when the Spirit of God moves, He goes past the surface and brings healing to the deepest places. The shame, guilt, rejection, and trauma that have followed people for years are no match for His restoring power. God doesn't just remove pain, He replaces it with peace. He doesn't just lift sorrow, He fills you with joy. Isaiah 61 says, He gives beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what true healing looks like. It's not just the absence of disease. It's the presence of wholeness. The mind that panicked now rests in peace. The heart that once feared now trusts. The person who was once angry and bitter becomes full of love. That's what God does when you let Him heal every part of you. There are many who have tried to medicate the soul, drown the pain with distraction, or cover it with activity. But true healing only comes from the presence of God. And when you open your heart and invite Him into the hidden places, He begins to restore you from the inside out. You may not be able to explain it, but you'll feel the difference. The heaviness lifts, the tears dry, the bitterness leaves, the nightmares stop. That's healing. That's what Jesus paid for. He didn't just fix your body. He came to make you whole in spirit, soul, and body. That is complete healing, and that belongs to you. The name of Jesus carries healing, power that cannot be measured by natural understanding. The name is not just a religious phrase, something to be used at the end of a prayer. It's the most powerful name in heaven and on earth, and when spoken in faith, it causes the forces of darkness to flee and the power of God to manifest. Philippians 2, verses 9 and 10, that God has highly exalted Jesus, given Him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and things under the earth. That means sickness has a name, but the name of Jesus is higher. Cancer is a name, pain is a name, anxiety is a name, but all of them must bow when the name of Jesus was spoken in authority. And faith in that name carries your victory. It carries the victory. Jesus won at the cross. His authority holds over all spiritual and natural realms, and the healing power flows from His finished work. In Acts 3, a lame man was sitting by the temple gate, unable to walk from birth. Peter and John came walking by, declared to the man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Immediately the man's feet and ankle bones received strength and began walking and leaping and praising God. The miracle didn't happen because Peter had special power. It happened because he understood the power in the name. He didn't pray a long prayer or wait for a feeling. He simply spoke the name of Jesus with faith, and healing was released into the man's body. And every name is available to every believer today. The name works when you speak it in faith, expectation. The name is a weapon in the mouth of the one who believes. Jesus said in Mark 16:18 that in His name believers lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He didn't say they might recover. He said they shall. The recovery is not based on your feeling, your experience, or your background. It's based on the power of the name. When you lay hands on your body and say, "In the name of Jesus, I command the sickness to leave," that name carries the same authority it carried when Jesus walked the earth. His name has not lost its power, and it's just as alive, just as effective, and just as powerful now as it was when He spoke. Sickness cannot stand in the presence of the name. Demons tremble. Every curse, every bond you attack must bow, but the name must be spoken with faith. It's not magic, it's not tradition, it is authority. You have that authority, believer. It's been given unto you. When you believe in your heart and speak that name with confidence, you are releasing the full power of heaven against whatever is coming against you. The name of Jesus is a healing name, a delivering name, and a restoring name, and you use it. Healing must be, and when you use it, healing must begin to manifest. That name is your legal right as a child of God, so use it. Declare it daily. Release it over your body, your mind, your household, and your circumstances. Everything in creation must respond to the name of Jesus. Your words determine your healing because your mouth is the doorway through which faith is released. God created the world with words, and you were made in His image, which means your words carry creative power. Proverbs 18 and 21 says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, that you consistently speak, and what you consistently speak will shape the direction of your life, including your health. Healing requires faith in God's ability released when declared. Believing through faith, it's maintained and manifested through the confession of God's word. If you say what God says, you invited His power into your situation. But if you speak contrary to the word, you limit the flow of that power. Many people pray for healing and then cancel their prayers with their mouth. They say, "I hope it works. I still feel sick. Nothing's changed." That's not the language of faith. Faith says, "I am healed," when the pain is still present or even increases. Faith said, "God's word is working now," even when the symptoms remain in your body and they grow worse. Listen to your words. Your circumstances respond to your declarations. The enemy waits to hear what you will say. He cannot stop the word from working, but he can deceive you into speaking against it and giving up the power that belongs to you. Jesus said in Mark 11:23 that if you say to the mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea," and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you will have whatsoever you say. He didn't say you will have whatever you believe. He said you will have whatever you say. Belief must be expressed. Faith must be released with words. It's not enough to mentally agree with healing. You must speak it with boldness. The more you speak it, the more real it becomes to you. Confession and faith, believing, strengthens your spirit and brings your mind into agreement with the truth. God's word spoken through your lips becomes a force that drives out sickness, fear, and despair. Your healing begins in the spirit, but it manifests through the soul and body as you consistently align your words with God's promises. That's why it's important not to speak carelessly, especially when you're standing for healing. Every word you speak is either reinforcing your faith or weakening it. You can't speak life and death at the same time. You can't say, "I believe I am healed," and then talk about how bad things are. Double-minded confession brings confusion, but consistent confession results in healing. Confession should become part of your daily routine. See what God says about your body, your mind, your organs, your blood, your immune system, your nerves. Speak healing in the morning. Speak healing at night. Speak healing when you feel strong, and speak healing when you feel weak. Your words are the vehicle of your faith. If your mouth stays in agreement with the word, your body will follow. Healing will begin to manifest more and more as your confession remains firm and unshaken, no matter what you're facing right now, whether it is pain in your body, turmoil in your soul, or a situation that looks too broken to fix. God's healing power is ready to restore every part of your life. He has already made the provision through the work of Jesus. What remains is for you to believe and speak it and receive it. The Word of God is your final authority, not your symptoms or your situation. Faith is the key that activates what God has already done, and that healing is not only for your body, but also for your mind, your emotions, your relationships, and every part of your being. When you speak the mighty name of Jesus and align your words with the truth of His Word, you release the very power of heaven into your life. You don't need to chase healing. Healing follows faithful words. You don't need to wait for the perfect moment. Healing belongs to you right now, believer. Everything broken can be restored. Everything sick can be made whole. Everything lost can be recovered because the God who promised to heal you is faithful and His word never fails. I appreciate you listening to this message today. I believe something has shifted in your own spirit and the healing power of God is working in you right now. So stay in faith. Keep speaking the word and watch your miracle unfold. Unfold before your very eyes. Nothing is impossible with God. God bless you all. Keep strong and fill every area of your life with His peace, power, and healing. You're not leaving this message the same way you entered into it. Your healing is now. Stay blessed and remember, God will heal everything in your life. Blessed be His holy name. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And know that in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. God.